What is up, everybody? I'm back. You're listening to the Scavoli Show, the most important show. It's like the most important meal of the day, serving it up like Scavoli's way. Yeah. No one cares. No one gives two fucks. No one cares. But we have an exciting show today, guys. I have two, maybe three. We can say three. Three exciting people that I like and maybe not like at the same time. But we like them. We support them. Their names are Ileana, Richard, and then we have a little guy. They're cousins. Like, I don't know how. Like, I don't know if transitioned into all this, you know? And Noah, I called him Isaac, but maybe I'll call him Isaac for the show. Maybe whatever comes out of my mouth first, you know? He has man nipples, so we'll see. We'll see what comes out, you know? We'll see. We have Galactic Media Pins here. They are my favorite people in the world. Maybe. Maybe not. Don't know. They gave me free gifts, maybe. They gave me free gifts, though. Did they? Yes. They did? Yep. They did. All right. Are you guys there?
Yes, hi.
What's up, Chris?
Man. You like how I said all that in like one sentence? I didn't even understand what the fuck I was saying.
Well, you're making Noah roll around laughing.
At least I'm making someone roll in their grave. At least I'm making someone roll, at least. Because I'm not rolling, you know? But how are you guys?
We're doing good. How are you doing?
I'm alive. Haven't died yet, so I'm still alive. Still kicking, unfortunately.
That's life.
That's life, right? I know you guys work, too. I know Corona's been tough, so.
Yes, working so hard. Hardly working.
We're working from home, but really not. We're on the couch eating donuts with our left and right hand.
Oreos. Let's get that right.
It's not all right. We don't eat donuts.
Packs and packs of Oreos.
There you go. That's what I like to hear, Richard. That's what I like to hear. But I know you guys have... I know it's not late over there because you guys are in California, but we're here and I'm here in lonely New Jersey by myself with Ahsoka next to me. What's up, baby? How you doing? How you doing? Okay. She's right there looking at me like I have fucked with 5 heads, but no one cares. No one cares. So I heard rumors that you changed your name from Media Pins to the Galactic Media Pins. So why did you change? Why did you just add a word to it?
So this is actually one of our original names that we were deciding on. And since we started branching out to, you know, not just making pins anymore, because we make stickers and patches, and now we're going to be starting to branch out into other fandoms, we figured that we were going to make it to the entire galaxy and all of its universes and anything that you can basically kind of wear and, you know, have as accessories. So I'm making weird shoulder movements that you can't see.
Damn it, I really want to see that.
They're amazing. It's like she's dancing and I love it.
Oh, we love dancing, Ileana. We love her.
Yeah, we do.
So you made the transition. Was it a tough transition or you wanted to be like, all right, I'm just changing it. I'm not, like, I'll still add media because you are still Galactic Media Pins. Was it a hard transition or you guys were like, fuck it, let's just change it?
Well, it was kind of a fuck it moment, but also we were really deciding on what we wanted to do. We wanted to have something, like, a whole name that was different from everybody else's. We didn't want to really have, like, totally Star Wars or totally something different that people wouldn't recognize us with. And it was just kind of by chance with me just writing out a whole bunch of names and we're throwing out names at each other and like getting angry because we're not agreeing.
We want to get this done right, people. We don't want it now. We need to get it done right.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. Like, no, we had to go with this name. No one has this name. I look it up. Boom. No, this is our name. Agree with me, please.
And you know what? It wasn't even that long that we did it. It was, what, like...
Half a day, maybe?
Yeah, it was half a day that we were debating on the name. We just kind of went back to names that we were debating over, and that was the one that we both said, okay, cool, we're going to do that.
Oh, that was good. But because a lot of people, like, we were talking, I think, like, 2 minutes ago about, like, how people are, like a guy is running around, like, stealing names and just naming himself anything after another. It's like Hocus Pocus. It's like Ho, Po, and Co. I don't know if that makes sense, but you get my drift.
Yes.
Yeah, we know who you are. You're not going to steal from us, you know, because I know where you live. I know. I know where you are. Really not, but I do know where you are. I do. But so you guys sticking with just you're just sticking with Star Wars, or you're branching out from like more like Marvel or like Umbrella Academy, for instance, or something like that?
Haven't watched it, so I'm gonna get crucified for that one. But so my main one was I actually did want to have kind of a little horror line, like to do horror pins like Halloween, because I'm a super huge Halloween fanatic. My whole family is, and my birthday is in October, so I'm a spooky baby. So everything I like is spooky.
Ooh.
I wanted to do something along that line, but I want to incorporate Star Wars still, since it's such a huge part of my life, and this is kind of our way of merging into it.
I feel ya. I get scared on I get scared on Halloween because I think Michael Myers or Freddy Krueger are going to chase me down the street, and I'm just going to run like a screaming little girl, like, ah, stop, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Oh, okay? See, when they're running towards you, I'm on the other side of the street, like, please chase me.
Please chase me. I really want to run, but I don't have candy, so I want to get candy first, and then you can run me down with your lawnmower digger.
Yeah, that's kind of what we wanted to do. It was more of like, he wants me to start doing, like tell them what you want me to start doing for you.
I wanted her to cross over with horror for our lineup in October. And I just blurted out, you know, everyone's favorites, Jason, Michael, Chucky.
Not my favorite.
All those amazing characters. I was like, and then she did. And I'm just telling you right now, they look amazing.
Oh, I can't wait.
They look amazing. They're cute, but they are amazing.
I think you said, on your new website, your new website is up right now, right?
Yes.
But because it wasn't, so you gave me a little sneak peek of it. You let me into the madness of collecting media pins. And I saw little baby Yoda, my baby, holding a knife and a Jason mask. I did not teach him that way, Eliana. I did not teach him to start killing people. Not yet, anyway.
It's okay. He spent some time with Auntie Eliana, and that's just kind of what happens when you leave this house. You just kind of
start killing people. Start mowing people down. Baby, what are you doing? Stop it. But my auntie said, I don't care what your auntie said, but she knows how to use the force better than you. Right, you're right. You're right.
You got it. You gotta have some killer instinct in you, so.
We just slightly bring it out a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving him with no one no more. He's staying with me. Me. But, so from Star Wars, so you're doing all this awesomeness, and I'm just sitting here talking to you guys, and not about this awesomeness. So who inspired you to be in Star Wars? Who was your favorite Star Wars character? You can do characters or characters, whatever. And that goes for you, Eliana, and also Richard, because you're two people. Ooh, I like that. I scared myself with that one. Ooh, God.
Okay, me, because I'm going to blurt it out. Obviously, if you don't know me, if you have our page, it is very much Anakin, Daddy Skywalker,
ooh,
and Qui-Gon Jinn, hands down. For me. It's kind of, well, the story, of course, Anakin brought me in as Darth Vader originally, then Anakin, and then once I got to understand and appreciate Qui-Gon's contribution to how Star Wars came to be, I now like hyper-focused on Qui-Gon.
I love that. Half-headed bald man. He was losing his hair. Liam Neeson, you were losing your hair about that time. Sorry, man.
Shh, we don't talk about it.
Yeah, we won't. He might come through the wall now. Like, I'm scared.
Yeah.
He might just kick my ass.
You don't talk bad about Liam Neeson.
Haven't you watched his movies? Gotta learn by now.
I know, not to talk bad about Liam Neeson. Shit. But no, I said to you earlier, not earlier, but a while back, like my favorites are Ahsoka, Baby Yoda, and Anakin. And I just love that story and the Battle of Fates, the Duel of Fates, I shouldn't say the battle, the Duel of Fates, is really important. Like the Phantom Menace, like no one really thinks that movie's so important, but that movie like is the most important movie I feel like in Star Wars. Because if Qui-Gon didn't die at the hands of Maul, we would have never had Darth Vader. You know?
Yeah.
We would have never had Palpatine because he was the only one that could stop that wrinkly old man that died 8 times. Just saying, guys, he died 8 times. So I count. Literally count. Like he came back every time. And now he's supposedly rumored. Like I just saw something on Instagram like a couple hours ago that he's rumored to be in The Mandalorian again after he died. So that if he is, that's a ninth. Like what the fuck?
Oh no.
Oh, we gotta read into that then.
I'll send you that. I'll send you the post through Instagram. I forgot who posted it. It was one of the Star Wars people. They posted about Star Wars and stuff like that. I don't know which one it was, but it was rumored that he's in The Mandalorian season 2. I was like, if this motherfucker is in season 2, I'm gonna blow up the Empire State Building. Like, come on, people. He died 9 times then, because he's gonna die in The Mandalorian, I guarantee you. That.
Yeah, you're calling it,
I'm
and I'm too. Yeah, you probably will die too.
cool. Yeah, my baby Yoda choking me like, I did
Yeah.
this. Oh, my baby. I can't wait to see my baby in season 2. I'm so excited.
October. See, everything great happens in
And
October.
they're saying that the Mandalorian season 2 trailer, not like maybe half a trailer, because I don't think you could show a whole trailer. I don't know how long it is. So maybe you could show, like 2 minutes, right? It has to be like 2 minutes.
No, it doesn't matter how long, because
I think teasers can be like about 15 seconds long if like
30 seconds max.
Oh, okay. So if it's just a teaser, we'll play at the end of August, during the NBA playoffs, the commercial break.
Oh.
Yeah, rumor has that. Rumors we're having it today.
Ooh.
Everything happens in August. But Richard, who is your favorite?
Oh man, honestly, I will always side with the villains. I think the first character that caught my interest was Grievous.
That electronic monkey that we didn't care about and then died.
Ouch.
I'm
Ouch.
sorry, Richard. That's he was a but see what we like what Maul said like in the Clone Wars, like Dooku was like really useless. Like Dooku wasn't surviving. Like the hand when Darth Vader came into power, Grievous was gone. Grievous was going. Like something was gonna happen to Grievous anyway. You know, like Palpatine only wanted Anakin. Like that's why he told like Anakin to do it to Dooku, because he Dooku was out of the picture, you know? And then you have
Yeah.
Grievous, and then he was at the hands of Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
So really, if you really look at it, those two characters were just played. And Maul, I love Maul. Like I hated that red devil motherfucker, but like he has a little soft spot in Scavoli's little red heart, you know?
You all gotta have soft spots for the villains, you know.
We do.
Finish that sentence.
So you like the villain. So your favorite villain is Grievous or Maul?
Yeah, hands down, Inner Beavis.
Really?
Yeah,
Wait.
no problem for me.
That's good. Noah, are you there? What's your favorite Star Wars character, Noah?
I don't know, Luke.
Oh, come on. Oh, I'm done. We're ending this podcast right now, Luke. Who likes that blonde devil motherfucker? Noah, come on, Noah. I thought we were friends, Noah.
Kylo. Kylo, I don't know.
That's all right, Noah.
Kylo? Yeah, Kylo, basically.
Who did he say?
Kylo Ren.
Oh, Kylo Ren. It's all right. You're young. You don't get the storyline. You know, you're young. You don't get the story. We still love you, though, Noah. We still love you. I still love you. All the way on the East Coast. All the way on the East Coast. But, guys, we got to take a break. I know we're having so much fun here. Midnight here, 9 o'clock there. I know cookies. I have no cookies left. I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry.
Cookies.
It's just a sad story over here. I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna go cry in fetal position for 5 minutes. You're listening to the Scavoli Show. We'll be right back with my three friends that I love and maybe not die for. Probably not. Maybe go to a haunted house and maybe be scared. Maybe shit my pants a little. Maybe. We'll try. We'll try. But we'll be right back on the Scavoli Show. Guys, you take a 5 minute break. I'm going to be in fetal position and cry a little, all right?
Woo! All
right.
There we go. So that's how I like the energy. That's how the energy goes. All right. We'll be right back on the Scavoli Show. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
No, I hear you. I hear you from the other side, Noah. I hear you from the other side, Noah. But we are back to the Scavoli Show, the most important show. It's like the most important meal of the day, serving it up Scavoli's way. Yeah. See, I did that so quick because I'm fucking exhausted. Just saying, fucking exhausted. Doing nothing all day. That's how exhausted I do. I just lift one donut to the left hand and one donut to the right, and that makes sense. You know? But that's my life. You know, we are back on the Scavoli Show. Your favorite white boy here, Chris Scavoli. I am back with my three famous people. My three famous people. My three favorite people. They can be famous if they like. Don't care. But I want half of that good money, all right? I want a hot tub and a naked swimmer named me.
Got it. We're famous now.
Awesome. Yeah, apparently. All right. I can roll with
it. See, there you go, Richard. Get on board with it, Rich. Get on board. But we are back with Ileana, Richard, and little man nipples Noah. We like him too. We support him in all his doings. But let's just cut to the chase. So what is your favorite Star Wars movie and moment? It doesn't have to be in the same movie. That goes to Ileana and then Richard.
Oh, sorry. Noah just farted.
Come on, Noah. Oh, Noah. I could smell all the way from New Jersey. Like, that's sad.
Oh, my God. It's like a gas chamber in here. Okay, mine, trying to focus. It honestly is because I didn't get to talk about this the last time and I never get to, or it never gets any recognition. Honestly, Rogue One is probably favorite movie, and then favorite moment is the Duel of Fates.
Like we were saying earlier, that's the most important. That really is the most important battle in Star Wars, really.
And the, you know, Mustafar and Obi-Wan and Anakin fighting, like that, that's like my second one, but my top is definitely Duel of Fates.
But I feel like we also need, like, when we had the Clone Wars, like the animated version, I really wanted an animated version of Revenge of the Sith. Like, they could add so much more into that movie. Like, they could have did it, like, animated version, you know?
Yeah, they could have. There's been so many new deleted scenes that we're finally seeing between Obi-Wan and Padme. Like, finally bringing to light that Obi-Wan knew and he was accepting of it, where Anakin felt like it wasn't something that was right for him and he felt like he had to hide it. But I think if he had that, like, knowing that if he had support, maybe things could have changed. So maybe they should have given that to us to make it more heartbreaking.
Yeah, and let's kill ourselves in the Golden State Bridge in California. Like, let me jump off of it, like, dive right in. But Richard, what is your favorite Star Wars movie and why, and then favorite moment?
Episode one, honestly. It's, you know, it's the first episode you get introduced with so many things that goes on for so many years that I know now, you know?
Oh, I feel you. I feel like always the first movie of something, you can never, like, the second movie's okay. Like, the third movie, they come out with a third movie. Like, that's too much. But, like, the first movie makes the mark. It's just like Ted. Like, Ted 1 came out. And then Ted 2 came out. And I'm like, Ted 1 was way funnier than Ted 2. And, like, are you going to make a Ted 3? Like, I'm waiting for that. Like, where's my teddy bear, you know?
Exactly. You know, you get set up for all these movies. My favorite moment? Duel of Fates.
Oh, Duel of Fates. Stop copying Ileana because she's right.
Yes. I can't. I love when Anakin and Obi-Wan fight. I just love action. I love fighting.
That's not the Duel of Fates, you poser.
Yeah, that's on Mustafar, you twit.
Okay, well, fight me.
Richard, I wish I could fly to California right now. I just don't have the air ticket money, and I don't have a horse. I can't fly with my crafter.
Okay, I know that those two are your favorites, so it's okay. You're so pretty.
Yeah, we love okay. you.
She speaks for me.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. You're pretty.
But also with the what you said, the duel, like, these fights are, like, all, I feel like all Star Wars fights are some, like, are some important. Like, the Siege of Mandalore fight with Ahsoka and Maul. Like, that's important. Like, what Maul was saying to her, like, that is so much important. Like, Ahsoka could have actually prevented everything. Like, if you really look at it, like, Ahsoka and Maul knew the most. Like, but the only one that could stop Palpatine was Qui-Gon. Because Qui-Gon was getting near to that. Like, knowing of Darth Sidious.
Yeah, making me sad.
I know, poor Qui-Gon. I just feel like Qui-Gon, like, he should be alive today. My white girl's kicking him. My white girl's tears are kicking in right now. God. That Qui-Gon, they didn't pay Liam Neeson enough money.
No, they didn't.
They just killed him off by Maul. And then Obi-Wan fucking slices Maul in half, falls down an elevator shaft. And then suddenly appears in Clone Wars. It was like, all right, that's what we're doing. All right, that's what we're doing. But, guys, are you ready for my important question?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, this goes. Now I'm going to ask you both the same question. You can answer it as you please. I already know Ileana's answer because she has to be the bright of sunshine of all things. You know, she always has to spill it out. All right, Ileana, we get what you're needing. But is Ahsoka Tano alive at the end of episode 9, and why?
No.
Oh my god.
I know you hate me. I'm pretty sure more people are gonna hate me after this again. But I mean, personally, no. I would hope that it ends as simple as that, not going in crazy different directions of trying to keep up different timelines. And but I feel as if like we had talked about before, with each species, each of them has to, you know, their time ends at a certain point. And for as old as she is at the end, with the way that Luke is and how old he is, I figure that logically speaking, being as cynical as I am and nitpicking everything about these movies, I would hope that she's gone to a better place in the Force, becoming the Force, and just ending her time knowing she did everything she could.
Okay, interesting. I'll change your perspective. Don't worry. Richard, you're up.
I'm going to say no.
Oh, my God. I fucking hate you, Richard.
Copycat.
Copycat again.
God. Look at her too. She is the Padawan to Anakin. And with his training that he taught her and his ideals too, I'm pretty sure she probably would have made those same mistakes and same actions that would have probably led her to that same spot Anakin became.
I'm going to punch you. Boo. I'm going to punch you. I don't even agree with you.
Yeah, come on, guys. You guys got to come up with some better answers. God.
I just think that she would have gotten to that same point, too.
Like the dark side?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Oh, my God, Richard. Get off the fucking show, Richard. Done with you.
I mean, I kind of see what you're seeing. Like, she is a lot like Anakin, but I don't think full on dark side. I think she would have gotten to the point of like, wow, okay, I understand why you got here, but nah.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. I think in your theory, I can agree up to that point.
Both could fight me.
We'll fight you on site. When I see you in Los Angeles, I'm fighting you on site. If I see you in a club or at a game show, I'm going to just fuck you up. You're going to be on television. Period. Right, two white men were fighting over if Ahsoka Tano was alive in episode 9. We'll be right back with this late message. I'll fucking kill you, Richard! Kill you!
Come at me, Chris.
And then you just see Noah in the background. I have man nipples! Oh, are you guys ready for my theory?
Yeah.
Fine.
Don't worry, this will change both of your perspectives right now. Okay, here we go. So, like, I'm going to do the short version because I always say this at the end of podcasts. I'm going to try to do the short version. So, the episode, The World of Worlds, is a very interesting episode in Rebels. Because that is a new level of Star Wars that I think they're trying to open, but they're not fully open. They have opened it, but they don't know where they're going with it. So, The World of Worlds, you saw Rebels, right, guys?
No, I haven't.
I've seen clips. I know. But I've seen clips of what you're talking about.
Okay. So the World of Worlds episode in Rebels. I don't know I think that's the final season of Rebels. I'm not sure. Okay. So when and Ahsoka fighting, we don't know what happens after that. You know, it cuts. That scene cuts. So we don't know what happens. So when the World of Worlds come, Ezra is in the portal and he sees he hears voices of the Jedi, Obi-Wan in past movies, Yoda in past movies, Qui-Gon in past movies. So you have a little something staring down at Ezra. Someone's watching Ezra from above, and we all know who that little guy is. That's Morai. That's my favorite little bird in the world. Don't play with me on Morai. I'll kill you all. Kill you all. That little green white bird is staring at a portal that has Ahsoka in it. Okay, so Ezra wouldn't have found Ahsoka's portal if it wasn't for Morai. So Ahsoka gets pulled out of the portal. She gets saved. We all know that. At the end, they run their separate ways. She goes through the portal where you see the scene. If you don't, I don't know. I know you haven't seen it, but if you go and watch it, you'll see her walk out. So you know that she's alive, and we'll have that same scene at the end of The War of the Worlds. If you get what I'm saying. When you see it, you'll go, okay, that's what that crazy white kid was saying. That's what we're saying. So she escapes. We know she's alive at the end of Rebels, okay? We know she's rumored to be in the Mandalorian. Hope she's in the Mandalorian. But that bird, Morai, is the most important thing in the Star Wars universe. Because that bird is the light side of the Force. That bird controls Ahsoka Tano. That not controlling meaning inside her body. But like Ahsoka says when she gets pulled out of the portal, I owe this bird my life. This bird has saved me so many times. So the bird has saved Ahsoka so many times. We don't know how because we haven't seen that yet. You know, we have not seen that bird saved. But we did when Ezra pulled her out. She got saved. You know, she was going to die at the hands of Vader. We all knew it. Like, she was overpowered. Like, Vader had all his anger towards her for some reason. I don't know why you were hating on my Ahsoka, just so you know. Like, she left the Order not because of you guys. Just so you know, Anakin. Just so you know. Don't hate. So, she's rumored to be in The Mandalorian. She's also rumored to have a live-action show. Okay? So, we don't know how long The Mandalorian takes place after season one. So that could take place maybe a year after season one, 2 years. We don't know, you know? Mm-hmm. So you cut to the episode where Ahsoka is rumored to be in. She has her own live action show. And those three shows are going to come together. One, there's rumors out there that three shows are coming together as one. So we don't know what they are, and they're all going to be in the same one. So it could be The Mandalorian. It could be the live-action Ahsoka and the live-action Boba Fett that's rumored, okay? So they're going to come together, okay? And then that leads up to The Force Awakens. So in The Rise of Skywalker, we all hear a voice. I yelled in the movie theater, I said, that's my baby! Yeah! That's my bitch! And everybody was looking at me like, Chris, shut the fuck up. I was like, no, I'm not shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up. I was throwing popcorn at people. Yeah, it was a nice scene. It was a great scene. I was showing people my man nipples like Noah. So, yeah. but so you hear her voice. So you don't have to be dead to hear someone in the Force. So she is, to me, she's still alive because this bird, Morai, I know it sounds weird and stupid, but this bird, there's something to this bird that we do not know of. And the World of Worlds too. Like, she, Ezra pulled Ahsoka Tano out of the portal. Okay, now Ahsoka knows what the World of Worlds is. And we know Dave Filoni loves Ahsoka Tano. He posts her all the time. So when he posted the pic of on his Instagram of him, her, and Captain Rex on Camelback, and they look so young. He looks like Rebels Rex, and she looks like Clone Wars Rex. So with the World of Worlds, it opens a whole new galaxy that we don't know about. Like, I don't know when they're going to explore this, but I don't know. But Ahsoka can go back. And really, if you really look at it, she can really pull herself, her old younger self, out of the fucking portal. You know, it might mess up the timeline, but it makes sense that she can be younger in The Rise of Skywalker. Keep making herself younger. Because if that bird does not show up in The Mandalorian Season 2, I'm going to throw my phone down on the ground and crush it. That bird is everything. If that makes sense. It, like, sounds weird. It sounds like, what the fuck is this crazy white kid talking about? But that bird means everything to Ahsoka. And I feel like if Ahsoka dies, that bird's gone too. Because, like, we saw the Motors arc. Like, she's the sister. Like, that sister saved Ahsoka's life. You know? Like, if that sister would never happened, I don't think Morai would be here. You know? Morai was the light sister. So, I feel like the light sister is in Ahsoka. And she holds, not a balance to the Force, but somewhat, if she dies, things are not going to go right, really. Like, things are going to turn to the left, really. You know? And what are they making? And also, what kind of shows are they making in 2023 movies? Like, you're going to make Noah's Man Nipple movie? Like, what are you going to make in 2023, 2026, and 29? Like, I really want to know what you're making because there's nothing really to make. Like, what's out? You know? What movies can you make? What new era? You're going to make Rey train younglings? Like, we don't even know any younglings. All the Jedi are dead, as we know of. Like, Ezra's still out there. Like, we know all these people are still out there in The Rise of Skywalker. We just don't know how their stories finish or are still continuing in The Rise of Skywalker. So, it's like they open a hole and they don't close it, okay? Then I dig another hole. Don't put any dirt in it. It just keeps digging holes, and we really want to know what, like, everybody's worried about these fucking rumors, like, oh, these people are going to be in, oh, shit, you saw that rumor, oh, yeah, dot, 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 but no one's worried about what's coming next, what are they making, it's movie-wise, like, what are the new stories they're going to explore, like, The Mandalorian goes up to 5 seasons, what happens after The Mandalorian, like, you have the Bad Batch series that's coming out soon, that's going to be only 2 seasons, but because you can't do much with the clones. You know, the clones are gone in The Empire Strikes Back. Those movies, they're gone. So how are you going to end the Bad Batch's story arc? You know? How are you going to end Kenobi's story arc? You're going to end it the Battle of Vader? Like, you're only making 6 episodes, so what the fuck are you making out of the Kenobi series? You know, like what are you making? Like, I know you're having, they're backtracking so much. Because they don't know what's coming next. Like, you're having a live action, everybody. Let's have a live action. Let's have Noah have man titties all over the live action. Like, we're just going to throw man titties at people. Like, what are you making? Please let me understand. Like, what are you making? Please. I really want to know what story comes next. Because if we get Rey again and no story, I'm going to punch her in the throat. Like, I'm going to punch Kathleen Kennedy because she's a fucking idiot. Dave Filoni, I like Dave Filoni, so I might skip over him. And he's a fun kind of guy. And I want his Clone Wars jacket, just so you know, Dave. I really want your jacket. If you could sell it to me, I'll buy it. I'm on your side. That's what I want. But, like, everybody's talking about stupid shit. Like, talk about what's next. What's coming? What is that guy writing? Someone started writing a new Star Wars book. On what? What are you making? Please. Let me know, because I really would care. I really would care. But that's my theory on Ahsoka. Why is Ahsoka alive? Do you guys understand my reasons or no? You guys think I'm just a crazy motherfucking white kid?
Well, I think that too. But I totally understand.
Yeah, I see both.
I see both. I see you crazy. And
the yeah, that too.
That Morai. I want Morai. I want, if anyone out there is listening to this, I want a Morai stuffed animal, please. And I want new Clone Wars merch. I want my long sleeve Anakin cruel long sleeve shirt from her universe, just so you know, Ashley, if you're listening. And then I want the Kenobi sweater that you released like a couple years ago. I want that. And yeah, that's my needs in family life. That's my needs. But yeah, we got to end the show, guys. I know. Don't cry. Noah, don't cry, okay?
Boo.
I know. He's probably like enjoying life right now with his man nipples. It's probably true. But where can everybody find you, guys, on Instagram? Or Instagram, on social media?
So, yes, we are on Instagram. Thank you, Chris. we did just open up our new shop. And we're just galacticmediashop.com. And we still have our Etsy with Media Pins, our old name. We do have our like sticker listings on there. We're kind of splitting it up in between, but that's it so far.
So any upcoming projects, can we spoil maybe our collab, or no, you don't want to spoil it?
I'm good with spoiling it because they're basically almost done anyway, as long as you are, because this is your and your baby.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to spoil it. Yay! I'm like, I just want to go to a candy store right now and just rob everybody and, like, tell me it was the Force that did all this. Like, it was the Force. It was Noah. I blame Noah. But me and Galactic Media Pins are collabing on an Ahsoka and Qui-Gon Jinn pin. So the pin is Ahsoka. We agreed on kneeling. We did the kneeling. She's yes. Kneeling like she's in the Force, like in Rebels, so she could sense something. And then Qui-Gon is the Force ghost and has his hand on her shoulder. And what's the saying? And I keep forgetting the saying.
Oh my god, I'm gonna have to look at this. What is it? It's Oh, come on.
That I kind of forgot.
I think the Force something.
Yes, it's the Force something. You know what? It's just, that's the incentive for everyone to be excited about. There's a quote that is very important
that I can't. Do not know of. I wonder what it is. I'm like thinking about it now. But we have a collab. It's coming out at the end of the month or next month? Did you hear me, Eliana?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I said, did you hear? Oh, did you hear? When is the timetable about the pin?
The timetable. So we are going to be finishing it up completely with our drawing, and we're on August 6th. So probably by next week, and we'll have the everything worked out by the end of the month. So what do you think, like, time frame wise?
Anytime you want, it's your go. You just you're the boss. You just tell me when to go, and I'll go like straight through a line.
Okay, so let's go ahead and we will release the full artwork on August 26th.
Oh shit. That's the day before I die.
Yes. So we will release the artwork on August 26th, and then we will be putting up pre-orders hopefully on the 29th.
Oh my god, people, pre-order it. Support me, because I'm home alone and I don't want to strip for money no more.
But yeah, so we'll end up putting it on our website and maybe somebody else's.
Oh shit. I totally forgot about my own website. Totally forgot. I was like, what website are we putting on now? Are we putting on my Hot Epsy website? Oh, no.
But yeah, we'll be putting it on ours. We'll figure half and half on each, and we'll get more information on it on the post on the 26th to see how many there's going to be and price-wise. And I know it's going to be a big pin. So
it's going to be a lot of fucking money, motherfuckers. So get your wallets ready. Pay me out of college. My name is Crispy White on the strip pole if you really want to come see me, all right?
Crispy White.
But yeah, that's our pin. I'm so excited. Like, I've never had anything Scavoli made. Now it's going to be Scavoli and Galactic Media made. Bitch.
Super excited.
I really am. Are you getting my name or our names on the back?
Yes, so that's going to be our back stamp on the back to commemorate.
We should get, like, designs. We should make Scavoli designs. Oh, my God. I feel like a fangirl.
Ooh, I have one in mind. Okay, I'm going to have to send you that one so I don't spoil it for everybody.
Yeah, we don't, because we hate spoilers on this show. We don't like But thank you guys so much for coming on. I appreciate you guys. Love you all so much in Los Angeles. You guys, like I say always, you guys are one of my favorites. So sweet, so generous, and Noah's man nipples. Just got you guys in, you know?
Yes.
But love you guys. I'm going to call you real quick just to see if everything's okay and everything. You didn't die. Just to talk to your sexy faces, you know? You can follow me on Scavoli, Chris_Scavoli on Instagram, at the Scavoli Show, or the Scavoli Show on Instagram, Facebook for the old wrinkly motherfuckers that don't know how to use social media, the Scavoli Show or Chris Scavoli. And that's it. Another episode in the books. Another one bites the dust. Yeah. Done. 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 I know the rest. I know another one bites the dust. That's all. Sorry, guys. But good night. Enjoy your lives. Wash your balls. Wash your balls. Get Noah's man nipples under control. And we'll see you next time on the Scavoli Show. Bye.
Bye.
Later.